Welcome to Morning Soap. At Fusion Church, our desire is to see everyone attend church and hear from God daily through His Word. The Bible reveals God's responses to various situations, and through daily devotions, we can reshape our thought patterns, transform our minds, and become more Christ-like. Join us here every Monday through Friday as different pastors and leaders from Fusion Church provide insightful devotions and teachings based on the day's scripture. For the current soap reading plan, visit fusionchurch.cc/soap and join us as we deepen our understanding and relationship with God.
What a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for this time, Father God. Thank you for this opportunity that we can come and we can share the word of God. Let it be you, not me, Father. And we ask for this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. Technical difficulties this morning, but I think we got it right now. Amen. We are in the book of Colossians chapter 1. Book of Colossians chapter 1. Let us begin. Verse 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossae, grace to you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and your love for all the saints because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before the word of truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it has also in all the world and is bringing forth fruit as it is also among you since the day you heard and knew the grace of God in truth, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is faithful minister of Christ on your behalf, who is also declared to us your love in the Spirit. 9. For this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom, spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to the glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. 13. He has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sin. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things consist, and he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may be preeminent. 19. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of the cross. 21. And you, who was once annihilated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now he has reconciled in the body of his flesh through death, to present you holy and blameless above reproach in his saints. if indeed you continue in the faith, grounded and steadfast, and are not moved away from the hopes of the gospel, which you heard, which was preached to every creature under heaven, of which I, Paul, became a minister. 24. I now rejoice in my suffering for you and to be filled up in my flesh, that what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ for the sake of the body, which is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship of God, which was given to me for you to fulfill the word of God, the mysteries which have been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. To them, God willed to make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you and hope of glory. 28. Him we preach, warning every man and teaching every man in all wisdom, that we may present every man perfect in Christ Jesus. To the end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily. Amen and amen. All right. All right. Well, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good. I apologize for this morning for the computer, but we're running now. The author of this particular book of Colossians is Paul. You know, Paul wrote this letter to the church of Colossians, you know, to correct some false teachings that was going on, some negative stuff that was taking place. You know, Paul presented to them a clear picture of Jesus as the Lord of the universe, head of the church, and the only one through whom forgiveness is possible. Apparently, back then, there was stuff going on, just like today. Some false teachings were taking place. And Paul was there to try to bring some corrections once he heard about this. And he starts off as Paul, as an apostle of Christ, and by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother. Paul always starts all his letters in that way, introducing who he is to this to the listener that's going to receive that letter. In verse 2, he says, to the saints and faithful brethren in Christ who are in Colossians, grace to you and peace from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, Paul, you know, would show his love for the brethren every single time he would write a letter in his introduction, because he kind of builds people up and, you know, lifts them up, and he's grateful to God that he has that opportunity, because he was a people person. In the beginning, he wasn't. In the beginning, it was a totally different story. But now he is a people person. In verse 3, he says, we give thanks to the God of, and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you. Paul used the words we, probably because Timothy was with him. Some other brethren was with him. But he said that, you know, we give thanks. You know, we give thanks to God for you. Isn't it wonderful that somebody out there is praying for you, that somebody's out there is thinking about you? And that is a beautiful thing about Paul. You know, he's not only saying it, he also shows it. And he says there that they're always giving thanks in prayer for them. In 1 Corinthians 1:4, it says, I thank my God always concerning you for the grace of God, which was given to you by Jesus Christ. Again, that was Paul just acknowledging them. And he says in verse 4, since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of your love for all the saints, you know, so he says, since we heard, you know, so in other words, there was a testimony being given. There was a testimony being given. And we ourselves, we all have a testimony, you know, and sometimes, you know, we don't realize that, but somebody's always watching. Somebody's always watching. And my question would be is, what kind of a testimony are we giving? You know, what kind of a legacy are we leaving behind? You know, how are we in our Christian walk? How, you know, what do we do? How do we do it? You know, and are we bringing people to the Lord? Because, you know, Paul says, since we heard of your faith, of your love, you know, for one another. That was such an encouragement. In Ephesians 1:15, it says, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Christ and of your love. So again, Paul, you know, he has this thing about just uplifting people, about just, you know, motivating people, you know, to seek the Lord, to serve the Lord. And he was such an encourager. And I just want to encourage you this morning, you know, that, you know, we all go through stuff, but God's in control. God's in control. He's faithful. And you're doing a good job. You're doing a good thing. Come on now. Now I know sometimes people don't pat you in the back, don't pat me in the back. But, you know, God's not asking us to be perfect. He just asks us to try. He just tells us to do the best we can. And that's all he's going to be asking of us. Do the best you can, you know, at this particular time. In verse 5, it says, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you have heard before the word of truth of the gospel, which has come to you as it is also in the world and is bringing forth fruit, you know, and it's since also among you since the day you heard it. So in other words, you're talking about the hope that they had, that they had the hope in the Lord. They were moving forward with the word that they have received. In other words, there was growth. There was growth. And if there was growth, you know, it talks about fruits. You know, there are fruits that are going to come out of this. There are blessings that's going to come out of this. In 2 Timothy 4:8, Paul again was writing that particular letter. He says, finally, therefore, it's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which is the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only me, but also to all who love his appearing. So Paul here was pointing out, you know, how, you know, they had hope, you know, that they and how after they have received the gospel, you know, there was fruit came out of it, there was growth came out of it, and because of that, you know, it is laid out for us, a blessing, you know, a crown. And that is because of Jesus Christ. And that just took me back a step. You know, he says, you know, sometimes, I say it for myself, sometimes we can take the Lord for granted. Sometimes we can take, because, you know, we go around doing what we have to do day by day. And sometimes time flies. Sometimes, you know, time goes on. And sometimes, you know, you got to think, and I got to think. And I got to say, man, have I been grateful to the Lord this morning? Have I been, you know, have I been giving him the praise and the glory and the honor? Am I doing my part? And I need to do that, because that keeps me in check. Because we get busy. We get busy in the things of this world, and we forget the main thing. And I think Paul here in his letter, he's pointing out, you know, their salvation. He's talking about fruit. He's talking about that the hope that they have. And I hope that you are being filled with God's presence, and that you have hope in the Lord despite what you may be facing today, despite the difficulties that you may be going through. Because as we move forward in the Lord and as we trust in God, you know, fruits will come out of it. In Mark 4:8, you know, it was talking about the seed that fell on the ground, but in verse 8 it says, for other seed fell on good ground and yield up a crop that sprung up, increase and produce some 30, some 60, and some 100. So the word of God, as he is being taught, will produce fruit, you know, and in us, you know, this fruit can be seen by our actions, by what we do, you know, by what we speak. And, you know, so again, Paul, you know, in this particular chapter, Paul is just taking me to remind me of who I am in him and what he did for us, you know. And he says in verse 7, as you also learned from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who is faithful minister in Christ on your behalf. So Paul didn't start this particular church in Colossae. It is believed that Epaphras, you know, was the minister that was there, and possibly that he was the one that is believed to have started the church. You know, then it's, you know, verse 7 says, as you also learned from him, you know. So in other words, he mentioned Colossae to Paul. He brought, you know, the church of Colossae to Paul and spoke to Paul, so Paul can make some plans to go over there and to speak to them, you know. And it says in verse 8, who also declared to us your love. So this individual shared with Paul the love that their people had. Again, that's testimony. That's testimony of who they were. And again, I had to examine myself, and I said, you know, what kind of a testimony am I giving? What kind of a testimony am I producing? Am I producing good fruit? You know, am I leaving something positive behind? You know, so therefore, you know, again, Paul, you know, is just speaking to them. He's just reminding them who they are. Who they are in God, who they are in God. Never think that what you do for the kingdom of God is nothing. You know, God will bring the growth if we just start it. In other words, you know, whatever it is that we do for the kingdom of God, don't think that it's nothing. In other words, it means something. Whether you're helping, whether you're encouraging, whether you're wiping down a counter, you know, after somebody has some coffee, everything counts. Everything counts for the kingdom of God. And nothing is too small that it doesn't matter. Everything matters for God, you know. And therefore, we got to make sure that whatever we do it with the right frame of mind, and know that we're doing it unto the Lord. Unto the Lord. In verse 19, it says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard it, again, he's encouraging them. We've been hearing things. I can say this morning to everybody that's listening and hearing me this morning, you know, God can be saying, okay, I heard about you, Diana. I heard about you, Cheryl. I heard about you, Nicole. I heard about you, June. Come on, I heard about you, Nancy. I heard about all you guys and what you've been doing, you know, and that's what Paul is mentioning here this morning. He's mentioning you, you know. He said, for this reason, also, since we heard, you know, do not cease to pray. You know, we do not cease to pray and ask that you may be filled with knowledge of his will and the wisdom of his wisdom and spiritual understanding. So Paul is saying that for this reason, since we heard about you, we've been praying. Ain't it wonderful to know that people are praying? Ain't it wonderful for you to hear this morning that somebody lift you up this morning, that somebody was praying for you this morning? I actually was up this morning early. I got up around 1 o'clock in the morning, it's my alone time. And I made myself some coffee, and I started to go over my notes and started having my time with the Lord, you know. And I was lifting you guys up. I was praying for all those that are going to be watching, that's going to be listening. And I was saying, Lord, just meet them where they're at. So I can tell you, and I can testify, just like I was praying for you this morning, there are others that are praying for you also. You are special. You are special to the Lord, and God is telling you, he got you. He got you. And he wants us to be reminded this morning of what he has done for us. Because as we think about what he has done for us, that just increases our faith. That just increases our love for him, for all that he's done, for all that he has done for us. So we always got to be grateful. We always got to be grateful. You know, it says in Ephesians 1:15 and 16, it said, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, and of your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. What wonderful words of encouragement that there are other believers praying for you. Other believers praying for you. I know that Pastor Harry, he's always praying for us here in Cumberland County. I know that Pastor Brendan is praying for all those who are in EHT, but corporately, we are praying for all of us all together, all his sons and daughters. Somebody is praying for you. Never think that you're all by yourself. Never think that nobody cares. There's always somebody praying for you. Intercessors of the church, you know, especially a lot of the older individuals, that they're constantly praying for the growth of the church and for the people of the church. So know that you are being lifted up. Know that you are, and be encouraging. Be encouraged with that. You know, it says in verse 10, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, truly pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. We need to be growing in the Lord. Every day, we need to get closer to God. As we read the word of God, we are encouraged, we are lifted up. And that's what Paul is doing here. Paul was motivating them, you know, and with his prayers for them, you know, and his prayer was that they will grow, that they will increase in knowledge. They will increase in knowledge of the Lord. The more you know about the Lord, the more you know about the kingdom of God, the more dangerous you become. The more dangerous you become, because now you got weapons that you can use. You have the word of God that you can use. You have the authority that he has given you. And the word will come out when you need it. And therefore, as you get into the word, you are being fruitful. You are being fruitful, and you will multiply. In verse 11, it says, strengthen with all might. To be strengthened with all might. That's powerful right there. So Paul is saying to be strengthened. We're not supposed to be weak. We're not supposed to give in. Yes, we're going to go through our hard times. But here he's saying to be strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. It comes from the Lord. Your strength comes from the Lord, you know, and his glorious power for all patience and long suffering with joy. When I came across that portion of the word right there, and again, you know, we're all suffering. Who hasn't suffered here? Who has not gone through storms here? Who is not going through a storm right now? I'm sure many of us are facing different types of difficulties, different types, you know, of struggles. But God is saying here that he's going to strengthen you so that you can persevere. He is going to strengthen you, you know, as you go through that journey. Because why? Because, you know, long suffering, that could be a certain amount of time, a certain period of time. You know, it's different for everyone, but the Lord is telling us that even though we're going through some type of suffering, some type of hurt, some type of difficulties, we can do it with joy. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Come on now. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, and a lot of times when, you know, as we're going through this particular issue, this particular storms or difficulties, sometimes, you know, we tend to hide and we tend to withdraw a little bit, you know, and because we think that we did something wrong. And that's a lie of the enemy. That's a lie of the enemy. Because God, you know, he doesn't allow you to go through anything that you cannot handle, number one. And number two, the word of God says that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He will never abandon you. He will never leave you. He is constantly there. He is always faithful. He is always caring, and he is there. And that's why, you know, his word was given to us so he can help us. And this morning, as I'm going through my notes and I'm going through the different verses, I could see how Paul, you know, he was speaking life into the people of Colossae, but also this word is as fresh today as it was 2,000 years ago. And this morning, God is telling you that he loves you, that you are being strengthened day by day in him, that nothing is impossible for them that believe. All things are possible.
You know, if we speak it, if we declare it, if we stand by the word, you know, so that's what Paul is encouraging them. And I was being encouraged as I was reading all this stuff, you know, I was being encouraged with it. You know, Paul always encourages the saints to do the will of God and please him. Because as we're doing the will of God, you know, and what is the will of God? To serve him. What is the will of God? To acknowledge him. You know, as we serve him, as we acknowledge him, as we give him thanks, you know, he will bless us. You know, Paul goes into verse 12. He says, giving thanks to the Father who has glorified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints of life. Giving thanks to the Father. So my question will be this morning, have you given thanks to the Father for this day? That's only a challenge. Come on now. I know it's early in the morning. I know it's early, but have you given thanks to the Father, you know, this morning? Have you given thanks to him that he and acknowledge who he is? Because as we give him thanks, as we glorify him, you know, as we acknowledge him, you know, strength comes to us. Joy comes to us. Peace comes to us. Why? Because we're having that communion with him. We're having that dialogue with him. Because, you know, he even goes as far as in verse 13, he has delivered us from the power of darkness. We are no longer under that power. We are no longer under that power, you know, and convey unto us the kingdom of his son, of his love. So therefore, as a believer of Christ, you know, you are not alone. The Lord is with you. The Lord is with you. The word of God says that I give my angels charge over you. They will take you by the right hand. They will keep you from falling. So he is faithful. His angels are right there with you. His angels are protecting you. His angels are guarding you. And he himself, the Father, you know, has made all this possible through his son, Jesus Christ. So again, sometimes we got to get back to the basics sometimes and say, Lord, I thank you for my salvation. I thank you for the deliverance. I thank you for my healing, you know, and acknowledge what the Lord has done, giving him the praise, giving him the glory, giving him the honor. And I believe that's what Paul was doing in this letter. As he was encouraging them, as he was reminding them who they are, you know, that they have been forgiven by what Jesus has done on the cross for them. We have been redeemed. You know, verse 14 says, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins. Come on now. We have all this. We have the blessings of God. We have the blessings of God. And yes, we're going to have the struggles too. We're going to have struggles too. Because he says, in this world, you will have trials and tribulations, but fear not, because I have overcome this world. And if Jesus overcame this world, you will overcome whatever difficulties you are facing. Just trust in the Lord. Lead not in your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You know, so therefore, you know, we just got to continue to move forward in him. It says in Psalms 18, verse 19, he says, he also brought me out into a broad place. He delivered me because he delighted in me. When I read, and I was reading that Psalm, that he's like, he delighted in me. The Lord delights in you. The Lord is delighted by you. You know, the Lord loves you. So hear the voice of the Lord this morning. You can do this. You can go through this. He is there with you. He knows how to make a way where there's no way. He knows how to turn circumstances around when there are difficulties. You know, he knows how to change the atmosphere. You know, he knows how to do all these things for us, because he loves us. And I want you this morning to be encouraged
and what he has done. And I know that I have not been gave this particular chapter all that I should give it to him this morning, especially that the time is run out. But, you know, understand that Paul, you know, even though Paul went through a lot and Paul was always, he suffered a lot, he was always so encouraging the people, encouraging the brethren about what the Lord has done for them and what the Lord has done for him. And even when Paul was in prison, he was still being so positive, you know, and acknowledging the Lord. And that's because he loved the Lord, but he was also acknowledging the people and letting them know that God loved them and that God will make a way. So this morning, no matter how difficult life may seem, we have to trust in the Lord. We got to give him the praise. We got to give him the glory. And that's what we do here in the Hernandez clan. We do that. I do that here with, you know, all the different situations that we have been going through, you know, and I give God the praise and the glory for my wife and her, where she's at right now. You know, we're in a better place. Still not perfect, but guess what? I'm going to speak life into that situation. I'm speaking life into her and speaking life into her body, that little by little is going to get there. Little by little is going to get there. So my brothers and sisters, as hard as it could be that you might be going through whatever storm it is, know that you are not alone, that the Lord is there with you. And not only that, you have a powerful church that is constantly praying and lifting you up, because you are part of this body. You are part of the kingdom of God. And our prayers are being heard, because I know that I have heard your prayers. I have heard your prayers, and my wife has heard your prayers. You know, we have been blessed. We have been gone through highs and lows, all kinds of ways. But you know what? We can have peace in the middle of the storm. We can have joy in the middle of this, because God is present. And when he is present, you know, the atmosphere will change. When we praise him and the difficult things, you know, when we praise him when things are impossible, he will make them possible. He will turn things around. So acknowledge him, give him the praise, give him the glory, give him the honor, because he's in control. And guess what? We're planning, me and my wife are planning to maybe next week, if God willing, and she has enough strength, I got to get her to the boardwalk. So, you know, and I'm praying that I have a good day that we can spend together, and we can at least take a walk to the boardwalk. And know that, yeah, I have mentioned that before, that that's one of her desires. And yet again, I got to keep her away from a lot of people because her immune system, but we'll be, you know, isolated anyway. And next week, but that's my goal. That's our goal. So just the fact that I got her to agree with it, mm-hmm. and got her to say, yeah, you know, some, you know, we're going to do this, you know, and we are making all the arrangements for that. I give God the praise and the glory and the honor, because that's only been done because of him. And it's been done because of your prayers. It's been done because of your prayers, because you have been faithful in your prayers. So again, just like God has blessed me, just like God has blessed my wife, God is going to bless you. God is making a way for you. So hear the word of the Lord, you know, that God is making a way for you. Be encouraged with that. Be encouraged with that. And again, I would know I went over. I started late. I apologize for that. But you know what? I just needed to share that little bit with you this morning. I love you, love you, love you. Mwah, 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 mwah. Hugs, kisses. You know, we see each other soon. I will keep you updated, you know. I'll make sure that I take a picture or two, and I'll sneak him in here somehow. No, tell my wife that, because she doesn't want me to put no pictures or anything. But, you know, I will share that later on between just you guys and me, okay? I love you, love you, love you. Let's pray. Father God, I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to thank you for my brothers and my sisters. Father God, I pray your blessings upon them. I pray that you would just take them by the right hand, Father God,
that you would just encourage them, Holy Spirit. I come against all the difficulties that they may be going through, the hardships that they may be going through, Father. Make a way, Father. Make a way. Make a way, oh Lord God, because you are the way maker. You are the way maker. You are the restorer. You are the healer. You are the comforter, Lord God. So be with them. Meet their needs, Father. Bring healing. Bring restoration. Bring peace. Bring joy, Father. I thank you for all these things, Father. And I speak these things over every one of them, Father. And I ask all this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, guys. Love you guys. Be blessed. Keep your focus. Keep your focus. The best is yet to come. Make sure you speak it out. Speak it out over yourself. Speak it out over your situation, your circumstance, you know, and say, Lord, I thank you because you already got this. You already have this. Love you. Have a blessed weekend.